doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to the show. If you want to be with me, chat about things, ask me a question, bring us a report, whatever. It's 866-444-3478. We talk gardening, farming, ranching, pest control, from a natural organic standpoint, of course, because that's the only way that makes any sense. If you've got some environmental issues, we'll talk about that as well. I've got to catch up with a couple of people here, and then I've got a few issues to catch up on myself. First up this hour, though, is, by the way, that number is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Pat in Toole, Texas, first up this hour. Hi, Pat.
Hello, Howard. I know we're having a great morning today because it's so nice.
It is beautiful.
I have a question. We live on Cedar Creek Lake, and our lot goes down towards the lake. So our house is an older house built in the 60s, and it's on pier and beam. It's probably like, 3, 4, 5 foot underneath parts of it as the house tilts down. You understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it stays so damp under there. I mean, we have the vent places on each side of the house. But I was wondering if there was something I could sprinkle under there, put under there to help that dampness, because it comes up through the floors at times, especially when the wind's blowing hard. Thought maybe you could help me with something.
Well, is it's actually holding surface water, or just the soil is wet?
I think it's just the soil is wet. And we have built, you know, there's siding on the house, and it goes all the way down into the dirt, into the dirt around it. And there's buffers around, but it's still just because we're on sand here mostly.
Right.
And it just stays damp under there all the time. It's not water standing, but it's always damp.
Well, there's not really anything, any amendment or any kind of sand or gravel or anything you could put in there to make that moisture go away. What you've got is a situation where it's percolating down the hill, and it's hitting the front of the beam of the house probably, and that's backing up the moisture underground. That's a problem situation. We had a leak under our house, and I can tell you that it can be a real problem because it can end up developing mold and mildew problems in the house for you. So it might be a fairly big job, but maybe not but you need to look into this at least. Having a contractor come out and going under the house and putting in drain tiles like we were talking to the trucker earlier, to drain that area physically. In other words, put in PVC, perforated PVC drain lines, completely embedded in gravel that would run across that low area where the water is staying underground, and take it. You're probably going to have to go under or punch through the beam or something. You have to have somebody look at it on site to physically catch that water and take it out from under the house and on down the hill toward the lake.
Oh, okay.
That's really the only way to solve it. There's nothing you can do to put on it that will change that condition.
Okay. I was hoping that it's something like maybe your zeolite or something or the carbon, whatever it is.
The zeolite will help any odors that get going, and if you have any mold or mildew that starts forming under there, you can spray it and kill it with BioWash. Yeah. BioWash will take care of it.
Okay.
But to stop the problem, you need to, and there's one other way that you might look at too, might even be a simpler way to do it. The water that's coming down the hill, I assume the land is higher elevation above the house too?
Yes.
Okay. If you dig a ditch on the upper side of your house.
Okay. Somewhere
near the beam, dig a ditch, fill it full of gravel, put PVC pipe in it, perforated pipe. Run the pipe around the house and down, you might be able to intercept the water that's seeping down and ended up getting under the house.
Okay. Yeah, we've tried that. We built on a bathroom, and we did that on that area, and that didn't even seem to help because the land part is just so saturated because it's sand, and there's streams and everything that travel, you know, underground. But okay.
Well, if that's the case, the only thing that'll do it is starting your drainage system under the house and running it out so it catches it and moves it out of there. But in the meantime, zeolite will help you. Biowash will help you if you want to just, you know, keep doing it on a recurring basis.
All right. A wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Let's go see what Dodie's up to in Dallas. Hi, Dodie.
Hello. And good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I just wanted to thank you. Last week you put in the paper a suggestion about fig trees,
uh-huh.
And you mentioned the brown turkey. If people have never tasted a brown turkey, please try. They are marvelous.
They are pretty good, aren't they?
They are. They're small, but really real sweet, and they're heavy producers here in Dallas. And I had a couple in my yard many, many years ago, and everybody in the neighborhood knew when brown turkey time was up because it would come with baskets. They just, you know, the trees were huge with many, many figs. So people who want some fig trees, keep on routing on them and telling everybody about brown turkey.
Brown turkey is a good one. I've got figs that are hand-me-downs or, you know, pass-along plants that I've gotten from other people, and they make big, beautiful figs, but they're not as sweet as what you're talking about.
Yeah, the little ones, and they're small, but they're good.
Yep.
Really good. Okay, sweetie. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Yep, good tip. Brown turkey. Faye, and we got open lines all of a sudden again, 866-444-3478. Fate in Springtown.
Good morning, Dr. Howard. How are you?
I'm great, but I'm about to be greater if you're going to give me a real solution.
Well, I hope so. I've used it, and it's worked for a lot of years for me.
Right.
Many years ago, I got two. What are they? They're called garden cats. I got them from Marshall's, and they're hollow, big cat. They look real, figurines. They have a plug in the bottom to where you can put sand or gravel to weigh them, make them sturdy. For the squirrel problem, now, I like squirrels. I wouldn't hurt them. And yeah, they're pesky little critters with fruit trees and pecan trees and so forth. But
sure.
Also, and this sounds so old, but it still works. I use those blow-up snakes, the blow-up owls, but you have to be diligent in moving them around.
Moving around, changing their location. Well, you threw me on the first suggestion. You're talking about some kind of artificial cats?
Yeah, they're plastic. They're ornamental.
Plastic cats, and they keep the squirrels away. That surprises me that it'd have any effect on them at all.
Well, I set one in the tree and one on the ground by the bird bath. And, of course, I had the one day I found a little squirrel sitting right in the bird feeder having fun.
Yeah.
But so I just used that little really thin sheet metal and make a little baffle out of it and put it on top of the bird feeder. But, yeah, the little garden cats. And it also keeps away the grass, what is it called? Grackles from robin songbird nests. But anyway, and little snakes and owls, and they've worked for, not exclusively, some of those squirrels are really determined. But it does keep them at bay, but you got to move them around or they're going to get wise.
That's right.
They
figure out what they are after they stay in the same place for a few days.
Now, my neighbor hung a transistor radio up in the tree on a talk station, and also any CDs or DVDs that are no longer of use to you, you know, I guess just a reflection, anything you can do. But I found the little critters, plastic, ornamental, do keep them at bay.
That's interesting. Well, talk show guys during the week might be good. There's a few in this market here nowadays that are so bad that they'd run any kind of animal off, and including a squirrel.
Oh, that's funny, and that's probably true. But, well, that's what my neighbor uses. And sometimes if he gets, you know, well, crows, they eat his take his pecans, and he'll use firecrackers. But, you know, that's pretty annoying. But anyway, these work for me. And, again, once in a while, you have a really determined little squirrel, but I'm not going to hurt them. But I can sure deter them. And these old, you know, remedies, you know, pretty much work.
Well, your tip is out there. I appreciate it, Faye.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. All right, let's talk about a couple of things. One is we talked about it briefly at the beginning of the show, but we're in the window for the first fertilization of the year, the first major fertilization of the year. My overall basic program, if you aren't familiar with it, is on the website on dirtdoctor.com under guides. You punch on the word guide right on the home page, and it takes you to the basic overall program, the rose program, the fruit and pecan tree program, the formulas for Garrett juice, tree trunk goop, all the things like that that I recommend. Some of the homemade pest control formulas are there as well. And it's time now, we're right in the middle of the window for making that first fertilizer application of the year. What you use, there's a ton of different choices. Some people like to use nothing but compost, and it's fine. Some of the commercial projects I've been involved in the past use nothing but compost. And then there's a lot of blended organic fertilizers on the market and others, and I'll talk about them when I come back. Don't go away.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new product. It's a prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, and it is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, feed stores, and any stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And open lines at 866-444-3478. Finishing on fertilizing, it is the major... it is the window for the first major fertilization of the year. And there's a lot of choices, a lot of different choices. I started talking about blends. There's a lot of organic fertilizers out there that are blends, and they have various kinds of amendments. Some have poultry manure as the base. Some have livestock manure as the base. Some have feather meal as the base. Some have blood and bone meal. Some have all these things mixed together. They're all fine. I'm getting a little bit more concerned all the time about any kind of organic fertilizer that has pharmaceuticals in it, and that means that any of the manure products, there's a possibility there. And we're looking at a lot of different things. Medina, you may have heard an ad recently about a Medina fertilizer that they've got now that is it's basically coming off of a food preparation manufacturing process, and it's microbes. It's the byproduct of sugar and the resulting microbe bodies and waste. You know, that's very similar to what we try to produce in the soil, and it's a beautifully prilled product. It's really nice. They didn't make it a different enough name to be able to remember it easy. Growing Green product is the base product, and it's a poultry based product, and the new one is called a Growing Green Premium or something like that. So that's a choice. Corn gluten meal is still a choice. It's a very powerful organic fertilizer. The herbicidal value of it, the pre-emergent herbicidal value of it, has a lot of us in the industry wondering about it being the best recommendation because it is expensive. It's a, you know, it's used in foods. It's also sold to China as a protein source, and you've got the ethanol industry that's created a kind of a pricing problem for corn in general. So it's acceptable in an organic program, but it's one you need to look at kind of carefully. One of the organic fertilizers that is not used nearly enough, I was talking to Bob Webster on his show Saturday when I visit with him every Saturday morning about coffee. Coffee grounds are something that I think he was kind of hinting around about. There may be some commercial products about to come out that are coffee ground based. And if that happens, that's great. There may be a value added situation there and makes them really good. But in the meantime, if you're a coffee drinker, or if you know somebody that is, or if you go to restaurants or places where there are coffee grounds available, get as much as you can. It is a great organic fertilizer. It stimulates beneficial fungus as well as about any raw material you can put out. It's a great ingredient for the compost pile, and you can put it out literally as your major fertilization. Put it out real heavy, you know, get as much as you can. It'll tend to be moist, and unless you dry it out, it'll be a little bit hard to spread as a fertilizer. But it can be, it can certainly be done. I do it myself. I throw out the coffee grounds that I produce every day. Judy and I both produce every day in a couple of different spots. And one of my test situations there is I want to see if it's possible to overuse it. I don't think there is, because I've actually grown some plants in 100% coffee grounds. They'll grow better if coffee grounds are just one of the ingredients in your potting soil rather than being the whole pot. But it, I think it'd be very difficult to overdo the coffee grounds. They have NPK, they have trace minerals, like I said, enzymes, and like I said, they stimulate biological activity and specifically fungus, which is good. Molasses or any sugar is certainly one of the choices, and it's one of my favorite choices when you're first starting, because it stimulates biological activity so effectively for the money. Dry molasses is a combination, or at least most of them on the market. Some of them you have to be a little careful about what their ingredients are, but the one that is the most available on the market is liquid molasses sprayed on soy bits. And yes, I know soy has the issue of the GMO situation and properties, and we don't like that. But there is no perfect fertilizer. Coffee may come in your own homemade compost are probably the two that come the closest. I also think that the shredded tree trimmings are about as close as you can come to an extremely high-quality amendment mulch turns into compost that you can find, especially for the money. So that ought to be on your list to always use. And then some of the people are talking about products that are bridge products or transition products, things that are organic-based. I don't have a huge problem with them as long as you're honest about it. If you use a product that contains some urea, and some people that aren't hardcore organic and don't want to be certified organic are using products that have some urea in the product. Has to Grow from Medina is one of those. It's got urea in it. It's got some other synthetic stuff, but it also has a lot of liquid humate and things that stimulate biological activity. If these people that promote chemical fertilizers would simply add some kind of carbon source to their synthetic fertilizer, it would make the product tremendously better. So those of you that want to be in that category, it's fine. I'm pretty hardcore myself. But let's talk more about fertilizers when I come back. Open line at 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. President Obama about to be sworn in for his second term at the White House. Today's ceremony required by the Constitution, but the traditional public ceremony and speech set for tomorrow. The president and vice president this morning honored the nation's fallen soldiers, placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. A top Senate Democrat says Democrats will pass a budget proposal this year that includes new taxes, and he says Republicans, quote, better get used to the fact. Senator Chuck Schumer tells NBC's Meet the Press his party's budget will also include tax law changes. London's Heathrow Airport says it's canceled 260 flights, or 20% of its usual schedule, because of snow and low visibility. Today's the third day of flight disruptions at Heathrow that have created long lines and stranded passengers who've been camping out on terminal floors. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorbreak is not a nose or mouthpiece. It's not a drug. And it's not a procedure. Snorbreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorbreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorbreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 1-800-475-5481. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorbreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time, risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Despite resting Tim Duncan, the San Antonio Spurs snapped a streak of three straight road losses with a 98-93 victory at Atlanta. Spurs center Matt Bonner scored 17 points, filling in for Duncan.
It was a hard-fought victory where we did it basically with our defense. You know, we didn't have the best offensive night shooting the ball and just had to come up with big stops throughout the game, and that's how we got it done.
Spurs game and a half behind idle Western Conference leader Oklahoma City. The LA Clippers down Washington 90-47. Clippers half a game behind the Thunder. Memphis scored the first 6 points of overtime in beating Chicago 85-82. It was Minnesota 92, Houston 79. The Rockets have lost seven straight. Jarrett Jack scored seven of his 25 points in the final minute to help Golden State beat New Orleans 116-112. It was Utah 109, Cleveland 98. The Cavs shot just 41%. Elsewhere, Sacramento down Charlotte 97-93, and it was Milwaukee 110, Portland 104. This is SRN Sports. The NHL's lockout-delayed season finally got underway. It didn't start well for the defending Stanley Cup champs. The LA Kings celebrated their championship with an extensive pregame ceremony, then went out and lost to Chicago 5-2. Blackhawks right wing Patrick Kane with the goal says it's a great start for them with a win over the champion Kings in LA.
We knew it was going to be a tough matchup coming in. We knew they'd be pumped up to play this game, especially with the banner raising and everything.
Other openers saw Ottawa beat Winnipeg 4-1, Pittsburgh 3-1 over Philadelphia, New Jersey 2, the Islanders 1, Boston 3, the Rangers 1, Toronto 2-1 over Montreal, Tampa Bay 6, Washington 3, Florida 5, Carolina 1, Columbus in a shootout over Nashville 3-2, St. Louis 6, Detroit nothing, Dallas 4-3 over Phoenix, Minnesota 4, Colorado 2, Anaheim 7, Vancouver 3. Baseball this morning, the loss of two Hall of Famers, Stan Musial and Earl Weaver, died Saturday. Musial was one of the game's greatest hitters with the St. Louis Cardinals for more than two decades. Weaver made his mark as one of the game's top managers with the Baltimore Orioles. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and Joyce in Colorado Springs next up. Hey, Joyce.
Good morning. I told the screener I had two questions. I do, but I have a couple other comments also. First of all, I'm the one that has pushed and pushed and pushed Derek at Ace here in town to carry all of your recommended products, and he does. And he told me last year, okay, we'll put them all in, but you better be sure people come in to buy them. And I understand, at least the place I frequent, they're doing a very good job. They have a hard time keeping things on the shelf. So,
good.
Is there any way that I could facilitate a symposium up here similar, it wouldn't be the same, but similar to what you were talking about you had yesterday in Allen?
Yeah, we'd love to do that. In fact, we've talked, I think you know, with them about doing something with them up there. We need to talk to them again. You need to suggest it. They can contact us or my business partner, Doug Sheldon, and we can start arranging for that to happen. I'd love to do that.
Because we are such a high, dry area, and we are going to be in water restriction this summer, and our parks and so forth are going to suffer. Our city could certainly benefit from this and become a model.
That'd be great. We might want to do the first one open to everybody, open to the public, not just to the members of the Organic Club of America. But
right. We
can talk about the different possibilities. I'd love to do that.
Okay, so that was not why I called. I thought about that after I got on waiting. Secondly, the person that called about the dampness on the hillside, there is a product, I think. I haven't used it, but here many of us do not have basements, but we still have some dampness, as she was describing. And there is a large product. I guess you can make it, cut it to order. It's a mat of some sort that can keep the water moisture down from the timbers and the beams and so forth. But it you have to be able to crawl under there in the crawl space, and it sounds like they are able to do that. But there is a product that builders have.
It's a mat of some kind?
Yeah, it's a big rubber. It's a broad, I think it can be made the size you need, so it must come on large rolls. I don't know, but I have remodeled. I'm a widow, and I remodel endlessly, and I considered it, but I was told I didn't need to. I had some ground studies, and I didn't need it.
Does it absorb the water? Is that how it works?
It keeps the water from coming through, so it doesn't. It keeps it.
Oh,
below.
It's a vapor barrier that you just put on the ground. That's. I should have mentioned that. That's not a perfect way to end the issue. But putting a vapor barrier on top of the soil under the house, that would be a good thing to do. I agree.
Okay, my questions I called for. You were talking about coffee grounds, and I've been getting all kinds of 50-gallon buckets of coffee grounds from Dunkin' Donuts and using them. Well, then I got so involved in the election because I worked so hard for our party this last go-around. I had two big buckets that stood there and didn't empty them, and they both have mold on the top. Can I still scrape that off and use it and still use the rest of the coffee grounds?
Don't scrape it off. That's beneficial fungus.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's what I was talking about. Coffee grounds stimulate beneficial microbes beautifully, and a lot of them are fungus, which is one of the harder things the bacteria is easier to grow and easier to get going than fungus. So that's one of the benefits of coffee grounds.
Okay, so my tardiness was beneficial.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
And the last thing I called about this about 3 years ago, and I am the professional woman who finally had enough time to devote to the yard, and I have gone completely organic. I think this is starting my fifth year, but I have no earthworms. And when I called 3 years ago, you said just keep doing what I was doing, and they would show up. I don't think I'm quite sure I still don't have any.
Well, that's a little bit unusual. In your colder climate, you're not going to see them quite as much as we would around here. But if you've been totally organic using the stuff that I'm talking about, you're going to have beneficial life in the soil that's supposed to be there. Real, real heavy earthworm population is kind of rare, and it depends on where you are. So just keep an eye out. But if your plants are doing good, it's not that big a deal anyway.
Okay. Well, they are doing well, and now that we're going to have a limitation on our water, I'm the one that has the Oriental Gardens, and I am not really worried. It sounds strange, but I'm not really worried because I have not been using that much water, and I have really great growth.
Sure.
So I'm going to be very cognizant of my trees, but they're getting the same kind of organic fertilizer and stuff as everything else. But nevertheless, I'm not really worried because I have no lawn to worry about. And I think I can do what I need to do in 2 days a week.
You're doing great, Joyce.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad I was tardy on the coffee grounds. Then that's just one more.
Yeah, that's a benefit of the coffee grounds.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
More about getting an event going up there.
I sure am going to try at this end.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And Joe's turn in Dallas. Hey, Joe.
Morning, Howard. I'd like to have an asparagus bed, and I know absolutely nothing. I have a spot that I'm looking at. It's on the west side of the house, and it's about 16 inches wide between the foundation of the house and the driveway. Would that be halfway decent?
Is it full sun, pretty much?
It's going to get quite a bit, yeah. It will be protected in light summer afternoon sun. It'll be protected from that.
Okay. Well, asparagus would prefer to be right out in the blazing hot sun all day long. But if you get most of the day, I don't have any problem with you having it there. I've got asparagus planted all over the place. I'll stick it into my landscaping beds and various places. And a couple of the places where I've put it, it gets shaded in the afternoon by some trees. And it'll produce fairly well, but not as well as if it's in full sun. That's the only warning I should give you. The good news about growing asparagus, just getting started, is it's very easy to do. Buy you some good quality hands, or the roots, you know, that you buy at the nursery or mail order, however you want to get them.
Right.
And the first thing that you do is you soak them in Garrett juice for about an hour. and prepare the soil really well first, just like we would prepare to plant roses or vegetables or perennials or anything that requires good bed preparation. Lots of compost, rock powders, sugars like molasses and cornmeal, tilled all into the native soil. And then you plant those. Don't do what the books say, dig in a trench and put them down the bottom of the trench and fill up slowly but surely. I used to do that myself.
Yeah, that sounds...
It's a waste of time is
okay,
what it is.
Good.
You just prepare the beds really well, and then you dig the holes and you plant those soaked, hydrated hands down in the soil, cover them up with a few inches of soil, and then put a few inches of shredded native tree trimmings on top of that. They love manure. They love compost. They love lots of good organic fertilizer. They'll grow and produce for you like crazy.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
So, okay, that's what I couldn't understand. That's what scared me was the deep trench.
No, that trench thing. I even had that in one of my early books, maybe more than one, because everybody else recommended it. And then finally I said to myself one day, I was kind of questioning what I had written in that situation, and I just planted them the regular way, and they did fine.
Okay, so you would plant them 2 to 3 inches deep?
Yeah, 2 to 3 inches of soil over the top of the crown, and then a nice thick layer of shredded mulch on top of that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mine, I haven't even cut some of mine back yet. I should have. I have cut most of them back. I hadn't gotten around to all of them yet. You cut them back after they turn completely brown in the fall. And in the spring, some people will harvest all the spears as they come up,
mm-hmm.
and then finally stop after harvesting for a few weeks or, you know, the third of the summer, and let the fronds go ahead and grow to produce the crown and the spears for next year. Other people will harvest some of the spears from day one, but let some of them go ahead and grow.
Okay.
I tend to harvest them all for a while and then start letting some of them grow and then harvesting some of the spears. So I'm doing a little bit of both techniques.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Great crop.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
866-444-3478. Dave in Fort Worth next. Hey, Dave.
Hi. I sent you a picture. I've got a Mexican plum, and it's got what I call suckers coming out from the bottom of it. The diameter of the tree itself is probably an inch and a half or two.
Okay.
And these suckers coming up, there's like 8 or 10 of them probably. They're like a half an inch in diameter, and the trunk seems to be shedding some bark. I don't know whether to trim the trunk or trim the saps or what.
Well, you say you just sent me a picture. I was looking to see here if I've already gotten it. Did you
send it? I sent it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Okay. Well, it'll take a while for me to get it that route. The answer to you is that the suckers that are coming off of the base of a tree, and this goes for any tree, and especially fruit trees, you want to cut that away. Those tend to be an indication, Dave, that the tree's too deep in the ground, too.
Oh, okay.
And if that's the case, we talked about that a whole lot at the seminar yesterday. If that's the case, uncover the flare very carefully. You can do it by hand with stiff brushes, and you can use a water power washer if you're real careful. If you have a lot of trees, an arborist coming in and doing it with an air spade would be the better way to go. But anyway, if you get that flare dramatically exposed, Tyson was using a term yesterday that I liked. I've always said to expose the flare so dramatically that you can step on the flare. You know, it's turning sideways enough to where you can step on it. He explained it that it should look like the base of a wine glass. You know how a wine glass flares and then goes straight out and has kind of an apron effect? If that's what the base of your trees look like, that's perfect. That's great. And then the other trimming you trim away crossing limbs, you trim away dead, you trim away limbs that are growing in toward the center of the plant just to open up, have more air, and makes the plant have more appropriate space to form fruit. A little tip for everybody on pruning fruit trees in general is that fruit will tend to form the best on limbs that are growing out at a 45-degree angle up, not perfectly horizontal and not real straight up, but out at about a 45-degree angle.
And what about that? Sorry.
Just as you prune, keep that in mind and leave those 45-degree angle limbs for the best production.
What about that part of the trunk that's in the upper part of the tree that's shedding bark? Should I leave that alone or cut that off?
It looks like it's damaged or something. I'm not following you. Exactly.
Yeah, it looks like it's damaged, like it's shedding bark and looking kind of sickly up there at the top.
Trim it out.
Yeah, okay.
Prune it out carefully. Don't top the tree. Just prune out the dead stuff.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. All right, we'll do more of you when I come back. 866-444-3478. And I still have a few things I want to cover about fertilizing, large scale and small scale. We'll do that right after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
One of the highest quality animal feed companies in the United States is up in Munster, Texas. It's Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. And these are the best products on the market, in my opinion. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I think you'll like the fact that there's no chemical preservatives, and the products contain the highest ingredients on the market. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending to people with pets for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so you can choose whatever you want. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States. Everything about Munster Natural is high quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com. Let's get the products in your area so the dogs and cats there will be happier and healthier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One more quick question here, and then I'm going to finish up with the fertilizer stuff I wanted to do. Sherry in Grand Prairie. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
I have a question. I have a garden area that last year I didn't put a garden in, so I've been using it when I clean the yard and clean up the dog manure. I've been digging a hole in the garden area and putting it in there and then adding any leftover vegetable or fruit scraps and then burying it. So I've done this all throughout the area, but now I'm thinking, have I put too much manure in there, and can I put a garden in this spring, or do I need to wait a while and treat it?
Well, I would till it and get it more worked in over the entire area so it's not just concentrated in spots. Can you do that?
Yes.
That'd be better. And next time, the manure from pets, which I have no problem with at all, I think that all animal manure is fine to go in the compost pile, but I think it should go in the compost pile first before it goes into the directly into the beds as an ideal way to go.
Okay. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure.
Okay. We had a tree that we had to take out because it got struck by lightning. It was about 8 years ago, and we had it dug down, but not the whole root system out. I need to know if now I could put another tree in that spot or.
Yes, you can. It's no problem at all. It's just a physical problem of, you know, the stump and roots being in the way. If you can dig them out of the way, you can plant right there in that same spot. Won't hurt a thing in the world.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know if it would have rotted by now.
It doesn't matter. Just make sure you have room to get the new tree in a big wide hole and dig out any of the old stump that's in the way. Plant nice and high. That's the critical part, and use the organic techniques that I recommend, and all that stuff is for you in my books and on the website.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. We did a newsletter this past one, and it is entitled "Those Who Don't Get It." And I started off with a quote from Mark Twain, which I like. It says, "The trouble with the world is not that people know too little, but that they know so many things that ain't so." And then what it was about, it goes like this. The following is an excerpt from a recent newspaper article by one of the local synthetic chemical proponents, one of my competitors. Quote, "The most unbelievable things I see come from the soil additives that are sold here. It seems like they're willing to say almost anything. You'll see terms like balancing the soils, activating microbes, stimulating root growth, and doing it all natural, all nature's way." Like those are bad things, he's trying to say, obviously. "What you won't see on their labels and websites is bona fide research from them, the country's land-grant universities. What you will see is a bunch of vague hooey and testimonies from people who probably wouldn't know good soil if they fell into it. Real soil scientists just shake their heads at these quack products. The truth is that all these products offer is inflated prices for virtually useless junk. Texas ought to require proof of performance for all the claims that are made, but for now, let buyer beware." Then my answer to it, I'll let you look it up. It's on the website rather than go through it because I want to cover a couple more fertilizer things. But I started out my answer by saying this. This writer has been negative about organic concepts, techniques, and products for years, but this bit of vitriol takes the cake. Besides poor grammar, this missile attacks the exact issues that are so critical in growing healthy plants and saving water. I'll let you read the rest of it. It's posted on our website. All of our past newsletters are, but if you want to get them when they first come out, sent to you by email, just send me an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com so we have your email address and you'll get it on a weekly basis. If you want to join the membership area, the Organic Club of America, that does cost a little bit, but it has a whole lot of different advantages, not the least of which is the seminar, which will be posted. And by the way, Doug sent me a note. I forgot to tell you that we've got some editing to do to get it broken up into the pieces, and it'll be put on probably before the end of the week this week. So just keep checking dirtdoctor.com for when it's posted. And we'll probably send out a newsletter or put something on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com for you when it's up there. Two little quick stories about molasses. We've gotten, those of you listen all the time know that I've got some, one guy in particular, but some other people that think that recommending sugar is not a good idea as a fertilizer. And I don't think using it forever is a good idea either, but I think on the front end when you're trying to get off of a chemical program and build the biological activity in the soil as short a period of time as possible and have good production the very first growing season, it's an extremely valuable tool. And two little stories about molasses. I was giving the introductory talk at a conference probably 10 years ago. It was quite a number of years ago for the Stockman Grass Farmer. They were having it in town. I may just get to do this one talk. And somebody asked me how to get rid of weeds under an electric fence, a one-wire electric fence where they're doing controlled grazing. And I, you know, thought I knew everything. And I said, well, spray some vinegar and kill the weeds. And a guy tapped me on the shoulder. He said, no, Howard, that's not the best way to go. He said, just spray molasses under there. And I looked at him and, who are you? And he said, oh, think about it. He said, you spray the molasses, more trace minerals get into the plant, and the cows eat that grass first. Enjoyed being with you. See you next time.